This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz. Happiness is that feeling that comes over you when you know life's pretty good. You can't help but smile, but it is the opposite of sadness. Happiness, it's a sense of well-being or contentment. And when people are successful or safe or lucky, they feel happiness. Now, it's talked about a lot, isn't it? Many books and articles have been written telling us how to be happy. Follow the pursuit of happiness. Some people talk actually about the science of happiness. And most of us probably don't believe we need a formal definition of happiness. We just know. We feel it. And we often use the term to describe positive emotions. I would say that the majority of people across the globe say that being happy is one of their most cherished goals in life. Now, it does matter. I want to be happy and fulfilled with a deep sense of contentment. No parents like to see their son or daughter deeply unhappy. And thousands of people around the world have been interviewed on the question, what do you want the most? And the answer by the vast majority is, I want to be happy. No surprises there. The strange thing is that many people believe the accumulation of wealth or things, possessions, will automatically make them happy. But the evidence says no. It doesn't work that way. Many of the richest people are also the most unhappy and miserable. We think that somehow money is going to keep us in a happy mood for a long time. It may be a happy experience for a short time, but not in the long term. It reminds me of the unusual story of the man who travelled in the same bus each day to work. He noticed another guy who, at the end of the day, limped into the bus. He seemed to be in pain. And so he asked the other guy, I see you in the morning, you're not limping, but at the end of the day, you get in this bus with a limp. What's wrong with you? And he said, well, look, my shoes are too tight. By the end of the day, I'm in a lot of pain. And the other passenger says, well, get some new shoes. No, he said, I don't want to, because then I would not have that sweet feeling of relief when I take them off at the end of the day. Now, that's not the type of happiness that I'm talking about today. So how do you live a happy life? Is it really possible, or is it just some elusive dream? You might have heard the words inner disposition. It means that part of me that makes me. Where do my thoughts come from? Well, the Christian faith says that God created you in his own image with the desire to live a fulfilled, joyous, contented life. I want to be clear that happiness is different to joy. Happiness depends on what happens to you. But joy is something else. It comes from knowing God, your creator God, and his son, Jesus Christ. So many see God is not into happiness. They think he's austere, serious, a killjoy. But no, that's not right. The Bible's full of verses that speak of joy. It was Leo Tolstoy who said, happiness does not depend on outward things, but on the way we see them. In the Christian faith, that's an important fact. Outward circumstances, you know this, they're never perfect. We might be searching for the perfect solution, but we'll be disappointed. Our hands are full of things. We spend much time gathering things. With St. Augustine, who I think put it so well, God wants to give us something, but he cannot. Our hands are full. There is nowhere for him to put it. So it's up to you and me. So the choice is, do I want to consider what God says that makes a happy life? Or do I just continue ignoring God and get on with my own life? How amazing to read what the great apostle Paul said. I have learned, he said, to be content in whatever circumstances I'm in. That's Philippians 4:11. We can find happiness by sharing ourselves with others because God's designed us to be social people, to learn about ourselves and life from other people. Keeping to yourself will keep out that happiness factor. There are many times the Bible says there is much joy in being with others, worshipping God, and we're cutting ourselves off from happiness when we isolate ourselves due to our own choice from other people. Even a phone call can increase that level of happiness. Happiness has nothing to do with getting everything I want. Happiness is linked to becoming the person that God wants me to be. The Bible speaks of the Christian life as putting on the new person. Read about that in Ephesians 4. So it's a very practical advice. This is the day, the scripture says, the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, sometimes we're a bit of a slow learner. We think that happiness is going to come through money. Not so, Lord. Teach me well that happiness is not dependent on circumstances, but upon a good relationship with you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.